bathroom. Oh dear, this is a bit creepy for me. I haven't actually been in here. So the bathroom, I always sort of say to people, is it safe to walk, Stan? I'll stand where you are, Mark. I always kind of ask people, what's the first thing you notice when you come into the bathrooms? Well, yep. But also, it's the lack of privacy is just, you know, it's you got a couple of tokenistic shower curtains and stuff. I'm just thinking that, you know, I said mealtimes was not my favourite time of day, but then neither was having to do the bathing slash, some places had showers, but every day, but people were bathed every day, but again, in some places, well, in some units, I'm not going to say all because, you know, it may have been different, but basically the doors were open and you would have, you know, 30-odd people in various states of undress wandering around all over the place and trying to have some order and sort of, you know, trying to create an environment where people could have some privacy and stuff was almost impossible. And in fact, you would often find two people in a bath. It was all about...
They got their own bath water.
If they were lucky. Yeah. Depends who bathed them.
Yeah.
And
anyone bath themselves?
Some people could and would, but the bottom line is, in an institution, everything runs on a clock.
Yeah.
Do you know, you're here for a 12-hour shift.
Yeah.
You started at 7, you finished at 7 or whatever it was. You're here for a 12-hour shift, so we've got until this time to finish the bathing.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And you've got to get X amount of people through. So it's kind of like, you know, a bathing process on speed or something where everybody just gets shoved in, shoved out. You know, I've seen 2-3 men, grown men, in a bath together. You know, yeah, and then you'd have them again in various states of undress.